and gentlemen, and it gives me great pleasure to talk to you today about to dust off my crystal ball and look into the future, just to take a look at where I see an agronomist, the field agronomist CCA, in the next 20 years. I guess one of the things, and Paul addressed this in his talk, there's been a lot of change in agriculture. It's the disruptive changes that have occurred are occurring at much more rapid pace now. In fact, there's a lot of things that you are working on that are hitting the field that 40 years ago when I graduated, they weren't even on the horizon. You know, it's obvious it's not my grandparents' farm anymore. It's not my parents' farm anymore. Hell, it's not even my farm anymore. It's, you know, things are just so changed. Agriculture, and specifically agronomy, has changed so much in the 40 years that I guess I'm lucky because at my age, looking into the future 30 years from now, if I'm totally wrong, I'll either be dead or I really won't care. So. But some of the things that I'd like to address are the technologies. And if we look at the technologies today, the phones that you carry in your pockets, the connectivity that you've got, we're not going to have computers anymore. We're going to go around and have that access, that complete access to all our data in the field. We're going to be able to look at our growers' complete records. We're going to be able to look at all his field maps, all his records, all that data is going to be available. Apps are the big thing. We're not going to be having apps anymore. They're going to reside on a server. And it's all going to be there at our fingertips in our tablets or our phones that we're carrying around. And this is going to be incredibly powerful. You know, what it means to the agronomist or CCA in the field is that you're going to have that instant access. You're not going to have to go back to your records and sit down with the grower and look through his books to find something. It's all going to be at our fingertips. And this is going to be incredibly powerful for us to work with the growers, to plan, and have instant feedback on what's occurring in that field at any specific time. Another thing that's going to occur is autonomous vehicles. I mean, we see articles on the news about Google Drive and things like this. Agriculture is so far ahead of that, it just blows you away. In fact, it's estimated that in the small grains area, 80% of the crop was planted using GPS-guided equipment this year. The larger growers have just taken that adoption up very, very quickly. So, you know, it blows the urbanite's mind when you say that big rig you saw driving up and down the field this spring was driven by a satellite. But, you know, that's where we're at. When I wrote this original article, I threw this out as the future, and I said, you know, the big players are going to be very quickly involved with it. And then about 2 weeks after I put it together, Case IH introduces the unit you see on the screen there. So it's happening right now. It's not in the future. But what does this mean for an agronomist? Well, first off, you won't have that buddy seat to ride around with your grower with. I found that this was often the most effective time actually to sit down with a grower, and it was great with auto steer because he didn't have to worry about steering anymore, and you could have a couple hours of his undivided attention, either at planting or at harvest, to talk about things and what was working and what wasn't. That's going to be gone because there's not even going to be a seat for the farmer anymore. So some of the things it's going to mean is data collection. There's going to be an incredible amount of data collected as applied data, all the as the equipment goes up and down the field. One of the things from a sustainability aspect is the organization I work for right now is able to, we're working towards the ability to create a carbon footprint for every acre that a grower farms. Things like this are going to be very valuable in the future. Equipment's going to be smaller, and it probably allows for more specific application technologies because the equipment may be smaller, because right now one of the limiting factors on a farm is getting people to operate the equipment. But one of the big, really big things is big data, or big data. We're collecting it at such a rapid pace right now, and this is going to be incremental. We're going to be gathering gigabytes of information and send it up to the cloud, and it's going to be very valuable, but at the same time it's going to be overwhelming for a field agronomist. We're going to have data coming from weather data, we're going to have it coming from plant sensors. You know, it's to the point where this is something I can't even look into the future and know where the data is going to be coming from, because it's going to be so overwhelming. We've got Google Glass right now. We've got applications. You can go out and scan a couple of corn cobs, and it'll tell you what the yield's going to be. If you can scan leaves, and it tells you what nutrients are deficient. This is just, we're just scratching the surface. And so, the information collected from satellites, integrated data that's going to be coming from all different sources in the field. What it means is this incredible reservoir of information that's going to be available to the practitioner. And it's going to be very important because we can then fine-tune what we're doing out in the field. But one of the problems with a CCA in the field is going to be how to sort through this data. Data overload is going to be a real risk of in the future. So it's going to be, the real challenge is to work and be able to take that huge mound of data and sort through it, sift through it, and be able to use the right data. So I think one of the tasks is to be able to identify what the right data is and not worry about the big data. Next generation genomics is another area that is going to be huge in the future. Picking the right varieties and hybrids. Basically what it boils down to is taking all that information, distilling it, and for the practitioner to be able to identify what is right, what is needed in that grower's fields for that grower. So with that, I will pass it on to the next speaker.